Yeah, we're holding with Daf Memches Amud Aleph. Just last line, last Amud was Tana Rabbanim. Shochat Shnei Kvosim Al Arba Bechalis. Let's say on Shavuos they shechted the Shnei Kvosim, but they had their four chalis. Instead of having Shtei Halechem, they had four. So obviously only two out of the four is Kodesh. So what do we do with these four? So it says Moishav Shtayim Mehem. Take out the two of the four Menifim and lift them up, and those two you use, with those you be Yotza. Rashi's of Menifim means Imakvosim. The Kipsi Atzeres Tunu Tanufa Chayim Ushrutin. You have to make a Tanufa twice. Once when the Kipsi Atzeres is alive, and then after Shrit, you have to make a second time a Tanufa. See, out of these four, just pick up two of them and make a Tanufa with the Kipsi Atzeres, and Yotza the Mitzvah Kipsi Atzeres. Now, Vihashar, what do we do, Lemaisa, with the four lechems, though, or the other two? So, Nechel has the pigeon. The other two, you'll not eat, but you have to be pointed them first. Because Lemaisa has a Kedushas Damim on it. So, you can eat it without pigeon. Two of them, Taka, has a loch of Shtei Halechem, that since you made a Shkita Sakvosim, the Kanam will not eat it. But the other two, Stamas Kedushas Damim on it, you cannot eat it without pigeon. So, we'll soon see exactly which ones and how we make the pigeon. So Gemara says, Amru Rabbanin Kaimat Rav Chizda. Rabbanin said this over in front of Rav Chizda. Is Lechu Rehod the like Rebbe? This should not come out like Rebbe Shita. Because the Rebbe goes according to Rebbe, Kivin Diyoma Shchita Mekacha, since here Bashar Shchita, you had all four Kabon, all four Shtei Halechems, so the Kedusha was Chal Bashar the Shchita. If so, the Parak Lu Hecha, how could you be paid to them, teach them? We are going to be pointing now these shtei of the shtei halechem. Eid the porak lumi avroi. If you're going to take it outside, to be pointing it outside. The korakiva nechsis. This the pasuk says lefnei Hashem that the shtei halechem has to be eaten inside lefnei Hashem, inside the beis hamikdash. If so, isalu biyotzei, there be a psul yotzei to take two of them outside. There be a psul yotzei. In other words, really the problem is, we do not know out of this four which two are really have Kedushas Shtei Halechem on them and which two is still Kedushas Dhamma to be poida. So, like, you have to take all four outside to be poida, all four Minasofik. So, if so, you can't take them out because maybe you'll be taking out two of the Shtei Halechem, which will have a Psu Yetzei now. Elamai Igavoy, Elamai, the other Yetzei is no, be poida them now inside when they're in the base of Migdish. And so, the half of Minur, the question is, how could you do that? By you being pointed it now, you're making the coming to Chulin. True, like in the Sufik, you pointed two out of these four. Like you say, whichever two is not the Kedushas Shtei Lechem, they should become poddy on the money you have here. So the Kedusha goes off those two Lechems onto the money. But now those two Lechems become Chulin. So according to Havamina Riz, there's a problem. You bring in Chulin in Lazara. You're not allowed to have Chulin in the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash. Samura says no. Amalu Rav Chizda Liyelam to Rebbe. Could be this bright that goes according to Rebbe Shita. And really, Taka, it's Chala Kedusha Saguf on two of these lechems. Have a din Kedusha Shtei Halechem. The other two do not. So the question is, where are you being prayed to them? Or Parak Lugavoy, Avadi, you have to leave them inside. You cannot take them outside. Because if you take two of them, even if you take two of them just outside, you have to be afraid maybe those two are the real Shtei Halechem. And so you'll make a Psul Yetzeb by bringing them outside. So Avadi, you have to leave all four lechems inside. And you are paid the two out of the four inside. The two that's only regular Kedushas Dam, and those two you're being paid to. You have a question. How could you make Chulin Bazoro? The answer is, V'chulin Memelech Heaven. The Chulin comes by itself. It's not considered you're making the Chulin. The Chulin comes by itself. Therefore, there's no problem of Chulin Bazoro. Now the Gemara says, Oh, Malay Ravin L'Ravashi. So Ravin is that Ravashi. For Tanya, we learned Keshu Poidin and Poidin Melabachutz. It says clearly in a case like this where you Makadish, where you had four lechems there, that when you want to be poided two out of the four, you have to be poided them bachutz. So how could you do that? So Gemara says, Echonami, Hovadi Reb Lezer Reb Shimonhi. And if not, with this price, it says the pigeon has to be outside, could only go according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. That holds that Bishash Shchita, it does not get its Kedushi yet. So therefore there's no psul yaitse, therefore you can take it outside. Because the Rebbe goes according to Rebbe, there'll be a psul yaitse. If you can't make the pigeon outside, the shtelechem would become puzzle. So you can't bring out four of them or two of them because you have to be afraid maybe those two is the shtelechem. Senechlam, this process goes according to Rebbe Shimon. Now the Gemara says, From our Allah, if this Bryce the Chord should be cashed against Rabbi Yechon and Shita, what? Yit may learn like this. Toide sheshochtu al shmoinim chalas. Let's say you brought a carbon toide and you had 80 chalas. You're supposed to have just 40. And instead they brought 80. So what's the Allah now? And you made a shchita on the carbon toide, full 80. So chiski yoma kichu aboyim tech shmoinim. Chiski says no, only 40 out of the 80 are Kaddish. And there are 40 here, that's chulin. Rabbi Yechon says no. Rabbi Yechon Omar loy kitchu aboy matir shmeinim. No, that you do not have a kiddush of 40 out of 80. Tadachur means nothing is chal. That since you can't have 80, you don't even have 40 out of 80 either. If so, the our price that says if you made a shnei kvasim on four lechem, at least two of the four is kiddush. Of course, not like Rabbi Yechon. Samar says no. This price already of Rabbi Yechon's halacha like this. The Rambam Reb Zera Hakol Moed Mecha Diyom Alakatshua Boyim Meterch Shemayim Bekitcha. If they speak out clearly, Bishas the Shchita of the Toida, that you only want 40 to be chal out of these 80, Senechnami Schala Kedusha on 40 of them. We don't know which 40, but only 40 is Kaddish. So Melo Hochinam of Yes also Diyom Alakatshia Tati Meterch Arba. Our price before is talking about where when they made the shchit on the shnei kvasim, and they spoke out clearly, we only want two out of these four to be kaddish. Tzedek nami, then two is chal, which two we do not know. Therefore, manasof, we have to be poida two of them. Tony, Rabbi Chanino, Tirso, Chlida from the place Tirso, Kaimid Rabbi Yechonon, that shochat arbo kvasim al beis chalas. What's going to be the opposite way around? They made the shchit on four kvasim on the shtei alechem. So Moshech shnei mihem. Take two of these shnei kvasim, v'zorik domet shloi l'shmon, and two of them you should make the zrika shloi l'shmon, because to do it l'shmon you can't do it, you can't have four kvasim. So even though the shchita was done l'shem kvasim, l'shem kivsi atzeres, but the zrika of two of them should be done shloi l'shmon. Shemi atoy makach, if you do not do like this, in other words, if you do not first make the zrika the first two shloi l'shmon, if so it's tada to esachreinim. Then you're going to lose out. The other two will be possible. You can't do this. In other words, if you check the first to Lishmon, then you cannot do the second to Shloi Lishmon. And Rashi explains, K'diyom Eliel, that ain't l'chodova shenira Lishmon, v'nitchom Lishmon, you don't have anything that was once fit to be brought Lishmon, and then it's nitcha, that if you bring it Shloi Lishmon, it should be kosher. You don't have that. So the mission is like Rishon Lishmon. Once you made a zrika, the first one Lishmon, then the next ones won't be chazi anymore Shloi Lishmon, because they're already chazi to be done Lishmon. Therefore, the answer is the first two should be done Shloi Lishmon, and then the second two should be done Lishmon. Omer Rabbi Yechon said, still v'chiyoyim leliyodem amoid v'chet b'shvil shatiska, to give you any heter to make this zrika Shloi Lishmon, because that's also an issa. You're not allowed to shech, you're not allowed to make a zrika shloi lishmon. Like here, you have these four kvosim. Now two of them is kosher. So who gives you right to do two shloi lishmon? It's not fair to do it shloi lishmon. You're supposed to do them lishmon. So you want to do it now shloi lishmon in order to make mezakeh that chodsh these two now would be a kosher korban. And a chanami, you won't be yotzi shnei kvosim with these. You'll have to be yotzi shnei kvosim with the next two. But just like koponim, the first two would be kosher as a korban itself. She wanted to be zeich in the korban. I got none. We learned like this: every chatish in a sav will be every oila. If pieces of meat from a korban chatish that he's supposed to eat, a kohen supposed to eat it, got mixed up with pieces of meat from a korban oila that's supposed to be burnt, and the law is you're not allowed to burn the every chatish. It's supposed to be eaten. There's a law to burn it. So what do we do now? Reb Lezer Waima Yisnu Lamala. Yes, let her put all these pieces of meat on top of the mizbech and burn it. The pieces of Chatish, you're not allowed to burn it, but Torah is a haktara. So, v'royoy, so those we see up there, v'royani es bosar achatis lamalo kilu eitzim. You do not have kavana to make a maisa haktara on the pieces of meat from the chatis. That you only have in das, stam, like you're burning wood, but not Torah is a mitzvah haktara. That's what blesses heta. V'achomer, the chomer say, no, nothing doing, but rather two vatsaros, and you have to wait till everything has a psulina, leave it overnight. V'yotz l'beis ha-sreifa. And then you burn it all in the Beis HaSreifa. So question is, according to Rabbi Elazar, Amai Lema, or Kasha is according to Chachom here, Amai Lema Amoid V'chet B'shoshat Tisko. Why don't we say, according to Chachomim, or even according to Rabbi Elazar, it should be mutter to get up to burn these Evrei Chatis in order to be Zoicha in the Evrei Oila, that you should be able to burn the Oila. So why not say, like, it's Kedat to do this Aveira in order to be Zoicha to be able to do the other mitzvah? So Gemara says no. Amoid V'chet B'chatis. Beshvil shetiska v'chates arminin. It will try to do a chet in this korban itself to be zoich in the same type of a korban, like Bial Kipsi Atzeres. We're telling you to make a zrika shnol lishmon in order to be zoich that the other two kvosim should be kosher. That's okay. But amoid v'chet v'chates beshvil shetiska beyond the arminin. But here we want you to do a chet with the every chates to burn them when you're not supposed to. I'm not to be able to be burned the evrim of a korban erla. Maybe that you don't say. So more still is the question, over Chodah Milsa Miyomah, by what Indian is it true that you say to be Chotah, to be Zeicham? I have what time you learn like this, Kivsa Yatzeres, Sheshochton Shlo Lishmon, when they brought the Shnei Kvosim on Shvuot, if they made the Shchit Shlo Lishmon, Oy Sheshochton, Bein Lefnei Zmanon, Bein Liyach Zmanon, whether they Shechter before Shvuot, or whether they Shechter after Shvuot, he is Adam Yizorek. You're still allowed to make this rikas adam v'yabosa yechol, and you're allowed to eat the meat. But v'yimhoisa Shabbos, let's say it was Shabbos, then lo yizrik, you're not allowed to make this rikas if it was Shabbos, since it's not a avodas hayoyin, it's just a regular korban. You can't make this rikas on Shabbos. It's a chet to do a rikas on Shabbos. But v'yimzor, let's say b'dievid you made this rikas, then hurtzol lahakdim murim lerev. Then it says b'dievid you're allowed to go and burn the Imurim of the Korban on night time after Shabbos. So the question is, Gamai, why? Lema, why don't I say Amoid Chet Bishvil Shetiska? The question is, if you made the Zrika Shlo Lishmon, if you made the Shchita Shlo Lishmon on Shabbos, again, this case is, let's say, Shabbos, Shavuos came out on Shabbos. So if you would have made the Shchita Lishmon, it's a Korban Hayoyim, you're allowed to bring it on Shabbos. But now that you made the Shchita Shlo Lishmon, it's not called the Chayvus Hayoyim, you're not Yotzei Chayvus Hayoyim, you can't make the Zrika today. So the question is, why not? V'yamai. Why don't I say L'chatchila should do the Chet and make the Zrika today? In order that you be Zeichi, you'll be able to bring the Emurim at night time. So more sounds like this. Amoid Chet B'Shabbos, Kadei Shetiske B'Shabbos Amrinan. Maybe to do a Chet on Shabbos, to be Zeichi, to do something on Shabbos itself, maybe we would say. But over here, Amoid Chet, we want to tell you to make this Zrika on Shabbos, B'Shabbos. And what would you gain by this Zrika on Shabbos? Not that the carbon is kosher, but Kadei Shetiska B'Chol, that you should be able to burn the Emurim at night time. So that Leimina, that we don't say. So if we do a Chet on Shabbos, to be Zrika, do something on Shabbos, maybe that we would say. Now the Gemara says, Uvatarati Midaloi, is it true about that, but two different than Yonim. You do not say Chet, Kadei Shetiska. I, who has none, we learned. Chov yis shel truma shenishpro. Begas al yoyna. Let's say on the attic upstairs, you had a barrel of truma, or let's say of wine, and the barrel broke. Over tachtoyna, so it's going to drip down or fall downstairs. Over tachtoyna, the bottom was chulun tamayim, was chulun that was tamay. So if the top truma is going to fall down, the truma will also become tamay, and then you won't be able to eat nothing. You won't be able to eat not the truma, not the chulun. So because you want to stop very hard this truma from falling down into the chulun, like this, the chulun tameim on the bottom you could eat, but if the truma will fall down and become tameh, you won't be able to eat anything. So it says here that moed Reb Lezer of Reb Yeshua shem yochol lahatzim imen revias v'tayro yatzel, that if you could work to get a Torah dikakelim to save the truma that's falling down, even if you could only save a revias of it v'tayro, you have to go and save it. In other words, you cannot find kelim that are tamei to save that truma, because by you taking kelim that's tamei, you're going to go be metama the truma of yadayim. That's a chet, you have no right. So if you're better off, even if it takes time till you try and find a kli that's tor, and you lose a lot of wine, but as long as you'll be able to save at least the revius of yayim of this truma torah, you have to work to save it with kelim of tameim, and you have no right to save it with kelim. With kelim, you have to save it with Torim Dika Kalim, and not with Kalim Daratame. But Vimlav, let's say no, if you look around to try and find Kalim Daratar, you won't be able to find, to save any of this Truma, all of it will fall down. Then it says, Reb Lezer Weimar, Terid Batitma. Still, you have to let all the truma fall down and become tummy by itself. But you have no right to try and save it with Kelim Tumeyim, because that's going to be the yad, you're going to make a tummy. You have no head to do the chet. However, Reb Yeshua Imano, Av Yitzmenu Biyad, you have a right to go and pay Kelim to the tummy to be metama this truma, to save it in order that it should not fall down into the chulin and make the chulin also. To see a lot of bichet in truma, amanas to save chulin. It's tarati. So more says here it's much different. I'll tell you, Shani Yosam, for the truma caused here anyway. The truma on top is going to fall down and it become tummy anyway. So there it's not called such a chet. True, you're doing a chet, you're being metamer biyadayim, but anyway it would have become tummy. Therefore it's not such a bichet. Therefore we said there's a heta to save life, to make sure the truma does not fall down into the chulin, to not to be mastered all the chulin. Moses Kiyosi Rabbi Yitzchok and Yitzchok came. Tony learned like this: Kivsi Yatzerah Sheshoktan Shloikim Mitzvoson Psulin. If you shechted the Kivsi Yatzerah Shloikim Mitzvoson, it's like a shechted Shlal Lishmon. You didn't do it Kimitzvoson. So Locher is Psulin that he's carbonus right now. Absulin. And therefore, Batuvet Zerosin, you have to wait till as Absulin run it. Wait till it comes overnight, and then Biyotzla Beis Reifa. Then you should have to burn them. In other words, that if you shechted it, Shalel Shimon, he holds the apostle. Sound like other Korban Shlom, that Shalel Shimon is kosher, just like Olu. But here he holds his Kivsi Yatzerah, Shalel Shimon is apostle. Omer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said back to Rav Yitzchok, that Mar Demakish Lulechatis, Tony Psulim, you tackled that his Kivsi Yatzerah to them to a Korban Chatis. Therefore, Shlal Lishmon is like a psulim. But you know, Tonin the Belevi, the Goma Shalmi Choiva, Mishalmi Nidova, they say no. These Kivsi Yatzeris are Shalmi Choiva. It's a Shlomim. So they learn out the Shlomim of a Choiv from a Shlomim of a Nidova. So therefore, by a regular Shlomim, we know the Lachari Shlal Lishmon is Ksherim, just as all the Bible Mishum Choiva. Therefore, he learned in such a case with his Kivsi Yatzeris, the Shchit was done Shlal Lishmon, he learns Tonin Ksherim, that Lamais is Kosher. The Tonin Levi learned like this, Vishal Shalmi Nozir. The rest of Shalmi Nozir, Sheshochtan Shloikim Mitzvosam, Yeshechta Shlal Lishmon, Lochus Ksherim, Lol Obam Shul Chayva. And therefore, Necholom Luyayim Velaylo, Vientunel Alechem Lezeroya. So you see, he holds the what is Shalmi of a Nozir, there also is a case of a Shalmi Nozir, that he has to bring up a Torah Sechayva. So if he holds the Yeshechta Shlal Lishmon, still it's kosher. Why, even though it's a Chayva, we learn it out from Shalmi Nedava. So you see, according to Tana de Velevi, we learn out a choiva from a nedava. So a kivse atzeres also, the shlomim of a korban tzibah of a choiva, we learn them out from a regular korban shlomim, that shlo lishmon is kasha. This Gemara says, Mace, we have a question. It says, Osham ben Shona, when you're supposed to bring an Osham, which is only 1 year old. Maybe instead of that, you bought ben shtayim. You bought an Osham of a korban 2 year old. It's the opposite way, that you're supposed to bring one of ben shtayim. Maybe ben Shona psulim. That the korban is posel, the two batzaros and yosla beis asreifa. That's like a posel, since you're supposed to bring a 1 year and not a 2 year old. They're different ashamas. Rashi says kagoyin gezelos umilas the chiv ayil. But if you over this a gezlo mila, then the yosham is benchtayim. And the benchon is a nozir tomi a mitzvah. You have to bring a benchona. So you bring it the wrong way. It says that the korban is posel. What about oilas nozir v'oilas yeledis? V'yelos mitzvah show you b'nei shtei shonim that they were 2 years old and really they're supposed to be 1 year old. V'shochton is shechti ksherim, it's not a kosher. So why is an oil different? Lola shadavar kol hakosher b'yelos nedava kosher b'yelos chayva. That anything that's kosher b'yelos nedava, and it no matter how old it is, therefore b'yelos chayva also for the ever the korban is kosher. You're not yotzi chayv, but I call upon the korban is kosher. V'chol haposel b'chatis. Any korban has anything that's posel b'chatis, posel b'yoshim is also posel b'yoshim. Chutz m'shlel l'shmon. Achutz v'shlel l'shmon, that shlel l'shmon by chatis is posel, but by noshim it's kosher. Ma'ashenke by noshim, if you bring it the wrong year, you're supposed to bring one of 2 years. You bring it instead of a 1 year, then it's like it's posel. So you see what the b'oshim tak, it is posel. But our korban by an oilu, we see it's kosher. So Sochor Sakash, the man before they said that Kisya Seris is possible. Here we see by an Oila, you learn out Oila's Choyva from Oila's Nadava. So the same thing should have been by Kisya Seris also. We should learn out Shalmi Choyva from Shalmi Nadava. Smor says true, I'll tell you, Hai Tonah Devei Levi. This price that goes to Tonah Devei Levi, that's his Svara. But the first price attack argues on this. Toshima, the Tonah Levi, Levi learned. Oshim Nozi of Yoshim, it's served, it's supposed to be a Ben Shana. Sheshochten shnol lishmon ksheren, vav liyolu bam shum chayva. Shochten mechus hazman b'baylim, or ishoyu ben shtei shonim. Either the baylim weren't fit yet to bring it, or else the korban is 2 years old, and you're supposed to bring a 1 year old oshim. The shochten is like a tzulim. That's not about oshim. The wrong one is possible. Now v'yim isa, if you hold like ben Levi, if you hold like Tony Levi, ligma mishlam, why not mishlamim? That what that, even though it's brought the wrong way, it's still it's kosher. Just like Kisya Tzeres is saying now, the wrong type is still kosher. So where it says, Shlomim Mishlom Gom Enechnami. Kisya Tzeres is a Shlomim, I learn out from real carbon Shlomim. But Oshim Mishlom Legomer, a carbon Oshim from Shlom, I don't learn out. Now Vigom Mishlomim is so Nigma Nami Yoshim Yoshim. One learn out Oshim from Oshim. Oshim Nozev Yoshim Mitzarim, Yoshim Gazelus, Yoshim Milus. Or Yoshim Gazelus, Yoshim Milus, Yoshim Nozev Yoshim Mitzarim. Like one learn out, how could you say if you bring an Oshim? The wrong year, it's possible. Lemaisa, there are Oshamas that are brought 1 year, and there are Oshamas that are brought 2 year old. So no matter which way you bring it, even though it's the wrong way, why don't I learn out that I call Purim as Kosha? Omer Rav Simi Barashi, Don and Dover, Shloi B'Yachsheroi, Midover, Shloi B'Yachsheroi. V'yein Don and Dover, Shloi B'Yachsheroi, Midover, Shloi B'Yachsheroi. He can learn out Oshim Gizelus from Oshim Nozir. Oshim Nozir, it's supposed to be your 1 year old. So you can't say if you bring an Oshim Gazelis 2 years old as Kasha, 1 year old as Kasha, because Oshim knows that that's his mitzvah. So you can't learn out from mitzvah to Shalaika mitzvah say. But Shalai Lishmon we could learn out. By regular Shalmei Nedava, Shalai Lishmon is Kasha, even though it's Shalaika mitzvah say. So I can learn back to a Shalmei Chayiva that also, the din should be, Shalai Lishmon should be Kasha. See if I'm learning out Shalaika mitzvah say from a Chayiva, from a Nedava that I could do. But to learn out that a shal, just like a shalmei on Oshim Nazir, is good 1 year. Who are then if you're bringing a 1 year old animal for an Oshim Gazelis, it should be good. That we can't do. Because by a Nazir, the mitzvah is to have one. By a Gazelis, the mitzvah is to have two. You can't learn out. If you don't know Dabash, Lord Bechsher, Medabash Bechsher. For the more is that true, Veloi, for Tani, we learned, Minai Lyotse, Shemol Layered, Shahayotse, Shahayotse, Koshim Obama. How do we know if the meat had a psu yotse on it? The Emurim. And now, b'dievud, you put it on the Mizbech, it's like Tayrid, because we find by the Boma, you're allowed to do it. I, the Boma, is Echshera B'kach. So how can I learn out from the Boma? Samara says, always, the Teretz is, Ton Azayas Teretz Eila Riboy Samachle. It's not a real limit from that. B'ikarid is a posit to say, Kol Oilim is Lo Yerdu. Just as a Mia, three things are Yerdu. So only saying a Svara, this is not part of the Mutim. But about the Ikal Limit is not from a Boma. A Boma is Mitzvah B'kach. You cannot learn out something that's mitzvah v'kach, like here, to say that by regular psu yaitzei, without shloikim mitzvahsei, there'd also be a din of leiterin. Senech nami. You cannot learn out Oshim Nozim. That's good. A 1 year old, to say he would then be bringing Oshim Gzelus, should also be good a 1 year old. That's kimitzvahsei. 1 year, here the mitzvahsei is 2 years, and echnami, it remains possible. Alright, we'll stop here.